Ted, what has jumped out so far the first 2 weeks in your opinion? You've been out there pretty much every day, so.
I don't know if anything's, you know, jumped out. It seemed like the guys are doing a pretty good job. We've got guys that are young that seem to be fitting in pretty well. We've got some guys that were not necessarily getting a lot of play time last year that seem to be fitting in pretty good. Kind of typical of a training camp probably for if you ask the people around the NFL, some good, some maybe not as good.
Just on the guys you drafted and the free agents signed versus, you know, the veterans you know all about. Are you watching those guys a little more closely?
Well, the ones you don't know as well, I think, yeah, but you'd probably pay attention to that a little bit more just because, you know, you want to be right.
Ted, were you sold on Tim's body of work over these first few days, or was it something that you didn't like from Cody? What made you make the decision you did yesterday?
No, it just, quite frankly, from a roster standpoint, we felt like we needed to do something, you know, in terms of, you know, the depth part. But no, Cody did fine. You know, Tim's a good punter. We thought he did a nice job.
You feel like Tim's struggles from late last season are behind him?
I won't accept verbatim that he had struggles last season, but I'm not going to get into that because he might get mad at me.
Let me ask you this way. Do you think he's
playing better? He seemed to be doing good.
Anything in particular you're looking for in this first preseason game, or what are you watching?
Just the typical, like the questions that came up earlier, we'll probably focus a little bit more on the young and the inexperienced and kind of see how they do with the lights on and that sort of thing.
And when you're watching, we know guys have sometimes making a big play isn't always in their control. It just happens to be where they are. How much does being assignment sure matter to you, maybe more than making a splash play in these preseason games?
Well, I think the whole thing, you know, kind of adds up to how it turns out at the end. From a coaching standpoint, certainly the assignment, missed assignments and that sort of thing is very, very crucial and huge in terms of evaluating, you know, their promise for our team. You know, I don't focus so much on the assignments because sometimes I'm not sure what the assignments are myself. So I'm looking for them to run fast and do good things, you know. As opposed to trying to figure out who's supposed to go in this direction.
Not to make it overly simple here, but is a scout more looking for flash plays because that shows all the things that you are scouting a player for?
I don't know if it's flash plays, but you're looking for speed, explosion, you know, strength, power, you know, hand use, you know, all the things that everybody looks for in a player, but, you know, we may not have the knowledge of the call to know if he's doing it with the right foot at the right time, if that explains it. It's
Ted, for those guys competing behind Lacy and Starks for a running back job on this team, how important is the preseason games to show kind of what they can do with live action tackling and that kind of thing going on as opposed to what you see in practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's important for that position and every other position. The preseason, the actual games are huge, and we want them to be. We want them to know that it's huge and to be under a certain amount of pressure to perform.
Ted, what are you hoping to see from Scott Tolzien? You guys obviously have put confidence in him to be your backup. So what does he need to show you in these preseason games, if anything?
Well, just to go about his business, you know, manage the team, manage the huddle, you know, get in, get out, you know, do the stuff the coaches ask, you know, be a leader. That position, you know, the second chair you know, during the course of the season, you're not in a position to lead as much, but, you know, in the preseason, that second chair guy is pretty high up on the totem pole in terms of leadership.
This won't be what it was 2 years ago, where you have the answer in camp, you don't have to go find an answer after camp?
Oh, yeah, it's always nice to have answers in camp. Sure.
Ted, what about a quarterback in this first preseason game specifically? I mean, I know for every young player, as you said, it's important to demonstrate certain things, but what are you looking for from a quarterback in their very first preseason game against, you know, live action?
What I'm looking for is, like I said, managing the team, running the huddle, getting in and out, you know, doing things with an idea, have an understanding of what's going on, you know, whether you go to the sideline after a timeout and tell them the play to run that scores a 70-yard touchdown. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we want to see the guys, you know, run the huddle and manage the team. And Mike may have a different look at it, but I think that's a huge part of playing that position is managing the chaos.
Do you feel like the game setting is going to be a good setting for Brett Hundley to kind of show what he can do, considering some of his strengths are extending plays, improvisation, making plays with his legs, and those sort of things he maybe can't tell in practice?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the opportunity, certainly, to save plays. You know, when things get broken down, that's part of that chaos that I'm talking about, to be able to handle that and still function. It's a hard, hard position to play, being a quarterback in the NFL, and I have a lot of regard for those that do it and those that try to do it. And sometimes you don't know who you got until you got them.
Your thought on veteran players and what kind of time they actually need in these preseason games versus the risk of them playing in them?
I like veteran players. I think you said, what do you, I think of veteran players? Sometimes I think it's good if everybody's, you know, depending on the medical side of it, if everybody's feeling good, I think it's good if everybody gets in there and gets a little taste of it. But it's not the end of the world if we feel like we needed to hold them for medical reasons. But, you know, football is football. It's always fun. You know, the guys have a good time playing.
I know you don't do it often, Ted, but are you still looking at a big board and your fourth tackle just isn't cutting it, that you would be averse to signing away one if anyone's out there? I mean,
sure, we go through those scenarios every day, every day. Nonstop.
Ted, do many teams go out looking for a player here, a player there, via trade in this early a camp, or do they just wait until figure they'll get someone they need?
Probably more of the latter, but you do see some teams from time to time will appear to make a trade where it's maybe somebody to help you through a preseason game as opposed to a guy that they're anticipating that would make the team.
Hey, Ted, going back to the young guys and the preseason, what did you do during that rookie season of yours to make the Oilers roster?
I ran as fast as I could all the time. Most of the time, probably in the wrong direction. I had probably had those MAs that we were talking about down here, but no, I ran fast. We played opening day at the Saints Stadium. It was the first game I ever played there in 1975, and I was on the punt team running as fast as I could as the left tackle, and I got blindsided blocked every time on every punt that game. But I was bound determined to run as fast as I could possibly run, so that's what I did.